Superintendent Robert Boyle has been with the Ketchikan School District since 2007. At the Wednesday school board meeting, members voted for him to stick around 3 more years. Boyle's contract starts at about $130,000 a year, which will increase by a couple $1,000s each year. The board also approved a contract for Marion Gonzalez to stay on as principal of Tongass School of Arts and Sciences. Gonzalez has been principal there for 4 years. The board okayed a long-term substitute teaching contract for Teresa Varnell at Tongass School. Varnell is one of around 7 long-term substitutes to be approved at Ketchikan Schools this year. That's twice as many as last year, pushing the expenses over what was budgeted. So the board was asked to approve a $50,000 transfer to the long-term substitute budget. That transfer was approved with one dissenting vote from member Trevor Shaw. The fiscal year 15 budget is still in the review process. School board members have had a couple months to think about the budget, and a few of them talked about what they hope to see added or changed. Board member Dave Timmerman says he would like to see more funds allocated for Schoenbar Middle School activities.
But they need new equipment across the board on just about every sport, new uniforms, new volleyball nets, new basketballs. Well, not necessarily basketballs, but there's a lot of equipment they need.
Board member Colleen Scanlon says she would like more discussion on the proposed cuts to the preschool program, which would reduce preschool staff by 3 teachers.
I want to have a conversation about this because I don't support that. I want to know exactly what's being proposed so that we as a board can make a decision on that budgetarily wise, because it's an important subject.
Members of the public can offer their opinions on the budget at the school board meetings or during public budget hearings on Tuesday, March 25th at 6:30 p.m. and Saturday, March 29th at 2 p.m. at the Ketchikan High School Library. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.